رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين وعلى الصفوة الخيرة من أصحابه المنتجبين. دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في اليوم الخامس والعشرين. The special supplication on the 25th of the month of Ramadan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اجعلني فيه محبا لأوليائك ومعاديا لأعدائك مستنا بسنة خاتم أنبيائك يا عاصم قلوب النبيين. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked his community, he asked them this following question. He said, مَا أَوْثَقُ عُرَى الْإِيمَانِ, what are the strongest handles of faith? Handles, when your car is swerving, you hold the handle to keep yourself positioned and stable and strong. So you hold the handle. Urwah means فَمَنْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, the handle. So what is the strongest handles of faith? Someone said, Ya Rasulullah, the prayers. He said, the prayers is good, but it is not the strongest handle. Someone said, fasting. He said, fasting is good, but you are not answering my question. Another person said, zakat. Someone said, hajj. Someone said, birrul walidain, being dutiful to our parents. And the Prophet kept saying, no, these are all good, but they are not the strongest handle of faith. They said, Ya Rasulullah, then you have to give us the answer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوْثَقُ عُرَى الْإِيمَانِ الْحُبُّ فِي اللَّهِ وَالْبُغْضُ فِي اللَّهِ. The strongest handles of faith is when you dedicate your love for the sake of God and you dedicate your hate also for the sake of God. Meaning, when you love someone or something, you love it for the sake of God. And if one day you decide to hate someone again, it's not for personal reasons, but you hate him because he's the enemy of God. الحب في الله والبغض في الله. The most difficult thing that many of us cannot control, we cannot control our emotions. Sometimes we can control our physical limbs, but you cannot control your emotions. Very difficult. Sometimes you can dedicate your physical limbs to do something. You force yourself to see something, to hear something, to say something. But when it comes to your heart, it's very difficult to ask your heart to love someone that you can't love. Very difficult. Extremely difficult to dedicate our emotions. The Prophet says, the real iman when you are able to dedicate your emotions to, not just your physical activities. Your feelings. Emotions means your feelings. You dedicate your feelings to God. And that's very difficult. It's not easy, my friends. It's not easy to dedicate our hearts completely to God, and we love what He likes us to love and we hate what He likes us to hate. It's not easy. Definitely it's not easy. Many things we love in this life, God hates. We love gossip, God hates gossip. We love backbiting, ghibah, God dislikes it. He hates it. Or certain things God loves, but we cannot love. God loves forgiveness, But we sometimes cannot forgive. It's very hard for us to forgive our enemies. Very hard for us to forgive those who hurt us. Very difficult. You can't. You can't overcome this barrier. You cannot. Even though you read it in the hadith and the Quran and you say, next time someone, when someone hurts me, I'm going to forgive him. And you decide to do that, but when it comes to reality, you can't. You are too weak to overcome your desires and your feelings and your emotions. The Prophet says, when you are able to control your emotions and dedicate them completely for God, then that is real iman. That is awthaq ural iman, the strongest handles of faith. Salat, we can pray 5 times a day. Some people I know, they pray 10 times a day, 20 times a day. Fasting, I know some people who fast Rajab and Sha'ban, not just Ramadan. Hajj, some people go to Hajj every year. Zakat, they pay. But controlling our emotions and directing them in the direction that God wants us to direct, it's not easy. This is not easy. Therefore, one of the most important articles of faith. See, we have Usul al-Din and Furu' al-Din. Usul al-Din are the fundamentals of faith. Usul, fundamentals. However, we have Furu', articles of faith, such as what? Such as prayers, article of faith, fasting, hajj, zakat. Then we have At-Tawalli li-awliya'illah wa-tabarri min a'da'illah. 2 items here. Both of them are important. At-Tawalli, to be with those who are with God, the friends of God, the true slaves of God, to be in their company, to be in their fellowship, in their line, in their direction, in their party, in their band. At-tawalli li-awliya'illah. At the same time, those who are against God, you stand against them. Can you do that? This is part of our duties, religious duties. At-tawalli wa at-tabarri. What is at-tawalli? Who is al-wali? Al-wali huwa al-muhib, wa huwa al-nasir, wa huwa al-sadiq. Al-muhib. When we say, ashhadu anna aliyan waliyullah, what does that mean? It means Ali is the sweetheart of God. Ali is the supporter of God, the true slave of God. You have to love those people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Imam Ali in the Holy Quran twice. In chapter 4, Surah Al-Nisa, and in chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah. In chapter 4, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u al-Rasul wa ulil amri minkum. Ulil amr. Ulil amr in this particular verse. Oh who you believe. All who you believe, obey God, His apostle, and those who are in authority. Who are those who hold the authority? According to the Prophet, those who hold the authority are Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. An example of that. In another verse, in chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 55, إنما verily وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. Your wali, your true friend, your true companion, your guide is Allah and His apostle and those who pay charity while they are bowing down. And that is Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam again. Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, the good companion of the Prophet, a man who was righteous, who was truthful. Jabir, very noble man. Among the Prophet's companions, some of them were superstars, unique in their characters. They really learned good values from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among them is this man, Jabir. Jabir Abu Dhar, Salman, Ammar, Al-Miqdad, and others. And Ibn Abbas and others. Jabir, when this ayah came, Surah Al-Nisa, أَطِيعُ اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ, obey God and obey the apostle of God and obey those who are in charge of the authority. Jabir came to the Prophet, he said, Ya Rasulullah, لَقَدْ عَرِفْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. We recognize the first part of this verse. The verse says, obey God and his apostle. God is God and his apostle is you. Who are أُولِي الْأَمْرِ? Who are they? Listen to what the Prophet said. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hum khulafa'i ya Jabir, hum a'immatul muslimin." Ulil amr are my successors. They are the imam of the Muslim community. Hum a'immatul muslimin ba'di, awwaluhum Ali ibn Abi Talib. The first one, the top of the list is Ali. Thumma al-Hasan, thumma al-Husayn, thumma Ali ibn al-Husayn. Thumma علي بن الحسين ثم محمد بن علي الباقر وستدركه يا جابر فإذا أدركته فأبلغه سلام. And number five is Imam Muhammad al-Baqir. And Jabir, you're going to live so long as to be able to see Muhammad al-Baqir عليه السلام. Imagine this is 40 years before or 50 years before the birth of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir. 50 years. The Prophet said to him, you're going to live, your life is going to be prolonged, you're going to see the fifth one among them. So when you see him, and he's going to be a child when you meet with him, tell him you're a grandfather. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends salam to you. And this is what happened. Jabir says, one day I'm in Medina, and I pass by the house of Imam Zain al-Abidin. A boy of 5 years old comes out. I ask him, Masmuka ya bunay, what is your name? He says, Ana Muhammad ibn Ali. Ana Muhammad ibn Ali ibn al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib. I said, your grandfather, the Prophet, he gave you a title. Your title is Al-Baqir. Al-Baqir yabqur al-ilm baqras, the one who navigates through ilm and knowledge, navigates his journey through ilm. Some people navigate their journey through nightclubs. Some of them navigate their journey through sports. Sport is more important than Ramadan. When there is a game, soccer game, between Portugal and Poland, you don't see them in the masjid. You don't see them. So, but Imam al-Baqir, the Prophet says, he navigates his way through knowledge. يَبْقُرُ الْعِلْمَ بَقْرًا. And then, after that, the Prophet continued the hadith. He said, after Muhammad ibn Ali, Ja'far ibn Muhammad, Musa ibn Ja'far, Ali ibn Musa, Muhammad ibn Ali, Ali ibn Muhammad, Al-Hasan ibn Ali, then after that he said, ثُمَّ سَمِيِّ وَكَنِيِّ, someone who's going to carry my name, which is Muhammad, and my title too. My title is Al-Mahdi, one of the titles of the Prophet is Al-Mahdi. So the last one is going to be, the 12th one, is Muhammad al-Mahdi, alayhi salatu wasalam. Hujjatullahi fi ardih wa baqiyatuhu ala ibadih. Imagine those who were not born. Probably at that time, Imam Hussein was there. Yeah, Imam Hussein was 7 years old when his grandfather died. So only three of them existed at that time. When the Prophet mentioned their names, the rest, Jibreel gives the news to the Prophet that these are their names and their titles and they're going to be your successor. أَطِيعُ اللَّهِ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Those are who, أُولِي الْأَمْرِ. And we have Muslims today have to recognize their imams. Believe me, if you go to any country today, if you go to Saudi Arabia today and ask people who are in Masjid al-Haram right now, doing Umrah and Tawaf and Salat, Salat al-Tarawih. Ask them, who's your imam? Who's the imam? Ask them, you write in your own books. All Muslims agree in their own books. The Prophet says, من مات ولم يعرف إمام زمانه مات ميتة جاهلية. If a person dies at any moment while not recognizing and knowing his imam, his current imam, then that person would die not as a Muslim, as someone who dies during the age of ignorance. Mata mitatan jahil. This hadith has been accepted by all Muslims. No one argue about this hadith. They all accept it. Tell them, go to Jordan, go to other countries, go to Egypt, go to North Africa, go to other countries, Pakistan, and tell them, who's your imam? Who's the imam? What the answer would be? I'm asking you. Ahsant. Rasmi it. Yes. Many of them, their imams are Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Many of them, their imams was Osama bin Laden. I went to a country, Muslim country. I don't mention the name of that Muslim country. I was invited to a conference. Then I went to the old market in that country. Most of the shops, believe me, and Allah is my witness, most of the shops in that old market, they put the picture of Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden, they are proud of him. They are proud of a murderer. Someone who murdered thousands and thousands of innocent men and women and children. Muslims and non-Muslims. They put this picture. This is their imam. The Prophet says, if you follow up an imam in this life, you're going to follow him in the hereafter. مَنْ تَوَلَّى حَجَرًا حَشَرَهُ اللَّهُ مَعَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. Definitely those people who carry the picture of Osama bin Laden and Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and Salman ibn Abdul Aziz, okay? They are going to be gathered, inshallah, with them in Jahannam, inshallah, tomorrow. Definitely. This is the hadith of the Prophet. Whoever imam you choose and you follow in this life, you're going to follow him in the hereafter. And this is ayah in this book, in the Holy Quran, chapter 17, Surah Al-Isra. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. On a day, which is the day of judgment, we're going to call every community by the name of their imam. By the name of their imam. Inshallah, when they bring the name of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, you are going to stand behind him, be his followers. And of course, when they call the names of Abu Fulan and Abu Fulan and Abu, those Abus who have no end, again, their followers are going to stand behind them. يَوْمَ نَدْعُوا كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِ. Every community is identified by their leaders, their imams. They stand behind them. Alhamdulillah, we are proud that we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the 12 imams that he mentioned. He named himself. He named them one after the other. One after the other. From time to time, read Dua al-Ahd. Dua al-Ahd is when you make allegiance, bay'ah. To Imam al-Mahdi, Dua al-Ahd, Allahumma Rabb al-Nur al-Azim, wa Rabb al-Kursi al-Rafi' wa Rabb al-Bahr al-Masjur. This is Dua al-Ahd, it's not long, especially Friday morning. The best time to recite this Dua after Salatul Fajr. 3 minutes, 4 minutes, doesn't take more than that. Dua al-Ahd, when you renew your allegiance to the Imam, al-Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wassalam. And always, whenever you have time, always read Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan. Always read this dua. So you remember your imam and you strengthen your ties with him. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam says, Buni al-Islamu ala khams. Islam has been based and established on 5 pillars. As-salatu, was-sawmu, was-zakatu, wal-hajju, wal-wilayah. وَمَا نُودِيَ بِشَيْءٍ كَمَا نُودِيَ بِالْوِلَايَةِ. 5 pillars of Islam. 5 daily prayers, the fasting of Ramadan, the zakat, the almsgiving, the hajj, and then the wilayah. Wilayah. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Wilayah of those. And definitely when you follow Ali, it means you are following the Prophet, because the Prophet follows God. You cannot separate them. They are inseparable. These trio, the three things, the Trinity here, Islamic Trinity, is Allah, the Prophet, and the Imams. They are inseparable. Imam al-Baqir said, no more important call than the call of wilayah, but many people neglected it. What did they do? فَأَخَذَ النَّاسُ بِأَرْبَعْ وَتَرَكُوا هَذِهِ يَعْنِي الْوِلَايَةِ. They are practicing salat and siyam. Alhamdulillah, Muslims are not short on salat. They are not short on salat. They are not short on fasting. They pay alms. If you go to Hajj, 3 million people are in Hajj. But when it comes to wilayah of Ahlul Bayt, they abandoned that. They put that behind them. They followed other directions. They chose other directions. The dua says, Allahumma ij'alni fihi muhibban li awliyaik. In this day, in this month of Ramadan, make me love and follow your awliya. And the awliya here, the Prophet is wali, Imam Ali, the other imams, plus the good people in your community, the righteous people in your community. Among you, my friends, among you there are people who are awliya. They don't have certain costume or a dress, but they are awliya because they are dedicated. They are dedicated to Allah. They are dedicated to serve the humanity. They have ikhlas. So you have to love them. You have to love them. And then on the other hand, التبري من أعداء الله. التبري هي المنابذة والمعاداة لأعداء الله وأعداء أولياء. At the same time, when you love awliya Allah, parallel to that, you have to despise the enemies of God. Because the love and the hate of the enemies of God cannot be contained in one heart. Cannot be contained in one. لا تجد قوما. This is not my word. This is God. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله. You cannot find. This is the translation of this verse. You cannot find people who believe in God and the Day of Judgment. They love those who despise God and despise the Messenger of God. You can't. You have to be serious with yourself. You can't say, I love. I'll give you an example, very clear example. Many Muslims, when it comes to Ali ibn Abi Talib, they say, Karramallahu wajhah, radiyallahu anhu. And when Muawiyah is mentioned, again, Karramallahu wajhah. They both go to paradise. Both. And they say, you cannot judge. No, I'm not judging. God is judging. It's not me. I'm saying what God is saying. God says in the Quran, لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة. They are not equal. The people who dedicated their life to God and the people who dedicated their life to Satan and hypocrisy and nifaq are not equal. You cannot be naive. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, the first murderer in the history of Islam. You equal him with Ali? You say both go to paradise? Muawiyah was fighting the Prophet, and after the Prophet he was fighting Ali, and after Ali he murdered Imam Hassan. And his son murdered Imam Hussein. His entire career was anti-Islamic. You say to him, radiyallahu anhu, you can't. We have to be serious. You have to be serious. We have to have a firm stand against those hypocrites. Those are hypocrites. So they are not equal. And Imam al-Sadiq, let me conclude with this hadith. Imam al-Sadiq says, من أحبنا أهل البيت فليحمد الله تعالى على أول النعم. Whoever loves us, Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet says, Imam al-Sadiq says, then he has to thank God for his first blessings on him. They said to him, what do you mean by the first blessing? He said, the first blessing on him is taharatul mawlid. He is a legitimate, had a legitimate birth. Someone, the sign of having a legitimate birth, your mother was conceived by your father, not by the shopkeeper, you know, or someone else. By your father, is that you love Ahlul Bayt. You love Ahlul Bayt. This is a good sign. فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَى طَهَارَةِ الْمَوْلِدِ. Your mawlid, your birth was clean, was legitimate. وَلَا يُحِبُّنَا, Imam al-Saliq says, no one loves us but وَلَا يُحِبُّنَا إِلَّا مَنْ طَابَتْ وِلَادَتُهُ. Those who have a clean birth, legitimate birth from their own mothers and fathers. Only those who love Ahlul Bayt. One day, Muawiyah used to spend money to attract people to his side and make them enemies of Ali ibn Abi Talib. There was a man by the name of Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ali. Abu al-Aswad, the one who wrote the Arabic grammar today, the founder of Arabic grammar, he was taught the Arabic grammar by Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a student. But this man was poor. He was poor. And he had a family. Muawiyah wanted to take advantage of the deprivation of this family. So one day, Abu al-Aswad was not at home. Muawiyah sent an agent of him to carry some honey to this family. Honey at that time was expensive. At that time, if you can afford to buy it, it means you are well off. So he carried this honey and he brought it, he knocked at the door. Abu al-Aswad had a daughter who was only 5 years old, and she's poor. They never, you know, have any sweet or any honey or any, you know, candies in their life. So he gave it to her. He said to her, this is a gift. She said, gift from whom? He said, this is from Amir al-Mu'mineen, Muawiyah. He's the governor of Syria. Send it to you, special for your family to enjoy it and pray for Muawiyah. So, and he left. The guy left. She started licking the honey, enjoying it. Suddenly the father came home. The father knows he cannot afford to buy honey for his children. So he said to her, daddy, who brought this? She said, I don't know, stranger. He knocked at the door and he gave it to me and I'm enjoying it. He said, he didn't say anything? She said, yeah, he said. He said, this is from Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. The father said to his daughter, my daughter, you know Muawiyah is a murderer. You know Muawiyah is a thug. And he wants to purchase you and my family through this honey. So don't. She said, is this right? He said, yes, my daddy, trust me. Muawiyah is a bad person. Muawiyah, not because he loves the poor and the needy, he brought this. Because he knows we are loyal to Ali ibn Abi Talib. He wants to win our hearts and our loyalties against Ali. Imagine the daughter who was hungry and she was enjoying the sweet, probably for the first time in her life. She puts her finger in her mouth and she was throwing it up. And then she says the following, أَبِلْ عَسَلِ الْمُصَفَّى يَبْنَ هِنْدٍ نَبِيعُ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَابَ وَدِينَ فَلَا وَاللَّهِ لَيْسَ يَكُونُ هَذَا وَمَوْلَانَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh Muawiyah, you think that you bring me some honey, I can sell my loyalty to you and stay away from Ali and defect from Ali? No, nay, by Allah, that would never happen. As long as Ali is in life, Ali is our Mawlana. Ali is our leader. Ali is our Imam. Imagine she's 5 years old. 5 years old. She said, I don't want the honey. Keep it away from me. The wilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib is the real honey and the real sweet and the real food for my heart and for my mind. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. Tomorrow, Salatul Jumu'ah, inshallah, and tomorrow is Yawmul Quds. So inshallah we see you during Salatul Jumu'ah. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. We have some friends of us very close to IECOC who served IECOC for a long period of time, and they are in need of medical attention. They cannot leave the house. So please, let's recite this dua for them. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amman yujibu al-muzdarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. Amman yujibu al-muzdarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المريضة المنظورة اللهم ألبسها ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.